Good morning, Rabbi. Lili Nishmasi Mimurosi Rusmas Mordechai Yoschusaki Vasimcha Ben Fega. Tzimidetsky writes, Dear Belly, Shalom Avrocha. I've been a tremendous fan since the beginning of Pesachim. By the way, I got, I'm not exaggerating, 50 emails yesterday. I read them all. Obviously, I can't read them all. And I just grabbed some. I don't even know if they're the better ones, not. This is a sixth-grade Rebbe in Yeshiva Darchi Torah where I went to as a child, so Memela, he's first. One of the most enjoyable aspects of my job is to see the Talmidim in the hallways, Bekitzer. Who? Really? My brother from another mother, Yosef Erman's first cousin, Givaldik. In the past 2 weeks or so, all I can get out of two of my favorite eighth graders, Oshazeli Farkowitz and Yosef Frischman, is the silly little sign you did to your son under his chuppah. Please set them straight. All kidding aside, the amount of nachas I get from these two tzaddikim daily's dedication to Yashir is unbelievable. Even in Darchei Torah, they're starting to do that for Yaimi. Asher Zelig has been a major part of NDY's for some time now. Yes, maybe 2 years already. From Brachas, I think. And leading up to Rosh Hashanah, you got Yosef on board. Mazel Tov to both of them. I'm completing Rosh Hashanah. Bekitzi wants to hear more of my time in Darchei Torah. There's a couple of shenharas I have there. About Rabbi Bender, unfortunately. Nah, I love, he's a great guy, but I needed some discipline. But we're not going to say what he did to me exactly. Back in the day, it was mutter. With much appreciation and brachas, call me the tour for you and your family. It's for Hirsch Medetsky. Yosef Fish. Been learning the daf the last 5 years, since 10th grade, but unfortunately recently slacked off. Two friends of mine introduced me to Yashir. I have decided to join the Shir. The exciting devotion and charisma really helped rejuvenate me. Attached is a picture of me with the MDY Gemara on a flight from Miami to New York. Yosef Fish. It's unbelievable. And the younger guys, instead of the movies, packing a Gemara. What do we have here? We have the Five Towns Siyum. They say they had a lot of people. I don't remember, like 90, 100 people. I only see 35 in this picture, but you know how it goes. Oh, we have a guest. Reb Ari is here. Reb Ari, everybody, Shalom Aleichem. This is the guest seat. So, Shalom Aleichem guest, how are you? No, Givaldik. We have another guest, official. This is your last day here? I don't know if we could do it. How many times are you here? You're here 3-4 times already. It's Atkan. There's a limit. Rabbi, here's a Connecticut 8-minute daf plate by Daniel Green. 8-minute daf is how this whole shiur started, if you don't know. I used to do a summary. I still do an 8-minute summary. Now it's more like a 4-5-minute summary. It's called 8-minute daf. So the ceiling over here says 8-minute daf. It's a whole balagan. MDY, 8-minute, combination of the two. Here's the scene in Los Angeles. They said they had over 200 people. I see 10. No, I'm just kidding. Each guy with the guzmas. Cleveland, Rabbi, Cleveland. 300 people in Cleveland. I love, this is MDY, look at this. The guy without the hat, the guy with the strimal, and all the litvaks in between. It's unbelievable. Yeah, 300 is a guzma, right. That's. This is not a guzma. This is London. My boy said there's 90 people here in London. Beloy guzma. It's unbelievable. That's why I believe I'm going to be there within a month or so. You coming with me? No, let's talk now. Let's put you on the spot. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Talking about London. If you need me to come. My name is Yehuda Davis. Now, this is Ari Davis's son from London. Bekitzer, he's a rabbi on a campus in Nottingham. He says it's 2 hours away from Yiddishkeit, from anything over there. And he made his very, very first siyum right over there. Bekitzer's brother-in-law, everybody's doing it, Givaldik. So, Yishikayach, he cannot show us a picture because he's with all the students and he can't show the picture. But anyway, it's a very long one, so we're just going to skip through it. And this one, this is the last and final one. This says like this. Ellie, this is not an email that is seeking to praise you, but is a call to attention of the Olam and the greatness of Yosef Biliak. Yosef is the one who edits the Shir daily and puts up YouTube, a very professional format, is brought to the Eilam's attention that Yosef is only as good as the tools that he's given. Yosef is in need of a new computer. This is true. I told him I'll get him one. These things are expensive. Yichab, these new graphic cards, $5,000, something in sugar. Anyways, I implore the Eilam to donate to this worthy cause. Just think of all the Torah that Yosef is spreading by uploading these videos. You can donate via the MDY PayPal account. Thank you. Who's this guy? David Gladstone. Oh, and Ellie, you should double Yosef's pay as well. Shkaya. It might be Yosef himself. You're right. You got to look it up. Here, let's see this guy's email. Let's see. Let's find out. David Gladstone. He's a doctor. I'm not going to say the last part of it, so the idol doesn't know how to reach him. Okay. Mesechtas Tainis is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families, Refuah Shlema for Miriam Esther Bas Dvora. Paras HaChodesh, Kislev, sponsored by Yoili. Linish Vizdov Pinchas Ben Moshe, Linish Vizdov Pinchas Ben Moshe, Bas Dov Pinchas, Linish Vizdov Shraga Ben Avram HaLevi. Paras HaChodesh, Reuven Klein, Nechama Bas Kolev, his mother, and the Hannes brothers, in honor of the Hannes Bazdia Crispian Ben Azara families, and Shlomo Lazarian for inspiring us to join MDY. Shlomo Lazarian, wow. Okay. Anonymously, Lulunishmas Arav Goyin at Sadak of Rom Doiv Ben Arav Amagid Rav David Zichtak from Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin today, Lulunishmas Ravina Bar Shmuel, he's the Amoira who completed the codification of the Gemara. Avrami and Fagi Berkowitz, in honor of Eli Saltzman and Leibish Ringel for joining the MDY family. A special shout out and thank you to Hilla Boyer for the Siyam dinner. Hashem should bench you with everything you need. Remember Hilla Boyer, the guy that gave out all those Gemaras, bought them and gave them out. Rabbi, here we go. We are holding Daf Gimelam Beis, five lines from the bottom. Omar Rava, Malit Halga Leture. Snow-capped mountains are worth five times kichamsho mitre le'ara. In case you don't know what a snow-capped mountain is, you don't have to look at these. This is my son Akiva. This is me right over here. I used to go snowboarding before I started this whole shear thing. I haven't missed in 30 years. 30 years straight. I had a ritzifus, a kvius, many times. And that was one of the sacrifices I had to make for. So I didn't go. And then COVID came. I said I was going to go. COVID, it's already 2-3. I don't think I could go anymore. That's it. I think I lost it. However, what's so good about snow? Snow, I believe, and so we say every day, nice thing, shelkat somer. So the snow protects the growth on the ground. It gives a little bit of insulation. But also, I believe, if it would rain, says that's what's mashma here, if it would rain, the rain would just come right off the mountain. And the fact that it gives the snow falls and it melts slowly, so it's able to grab, so it's worth five rains. Five rains. What's pshat in five rains? There's a Rashi, and this is just Hamish attire, like homemade stuff. There's a Rashi in Chumash that says that every mountain is five times the surface area of the ground because you have the four sides. So maybe that's pshat. It has five times. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to show you something very interesting. This is an invention by an Israeli. Early 60s, late 50s. This changed the whole agriculture of the world. You see this a lot in Eretz Yisrael, and this is a slow drip irrigation. This, because people don't have a lot of water like us in Eretz Yisrael, I have this on my porch. It's an amazing thing. It gives the right amount of water. You don't have to just spray water like they do in the States. This gives a little bit of a drip right to where. So that's basically the idea. Maybe you got it from this Gemara. Slow drip snow. That's worth five times the amount of heavy rain. We'll see this idea of the slow drip in a second. Shenemar kilashelig yoimar heveyaretz. And now you can count with me. Vigeshem is one. Matar is two. Vigeshem is three. Mitrois is plural. It's another two. So 3 plus 2 equals 5. Uzoi. There's a bad joke here that I like because I speak both Hasidic Yiddish and also a very Litvish Yiddish. So I could appreciate, I'm going to say it to myself. I don't know if anybody else could appreciate it like me. I'm going to say it because I liked it when I heard it. It says the word Uza here. There's a Litvak that went to a Chassid and he says, I don't understand. You say, Dirshu Hashem v'Uzai. The Chassidim say, V'Izai. So he said, what, Hashem, you're worshipping Hashem's goat? V'Izai. So he said, but you Litvaks, and you have to know a real Litvak, like Rav Shach, like the real, or Chabatskis also. Though they say, Tnu Oiz Leloikim. So a Chabatskis goes, Tnu Eiz Leloikim. So you also, you're into your goats as well. Okay, fine. It's a bad joke. I said it for myself. Vama Rava. Talgala Ture. Snow for a mountain is unbelievable. Mitra Razio. We had the word Razio yesterday. Razio means strong. The strong rain. Lilone. Is good for trees. You forgot to get my son a sink. Oh, he's here. Oh. How do you make it so quick? Oh, he's here. Givaldi. Mitra Nicha Leperi. A very soft rain is good for the fruits. So you see this idea that you wonder why one day it rains very heavy, one day it's a little light, and there's drizzle, and there's all sorts of, because each one accomplishes another thing. You have the snow for the mountains, the heavy rain for the trees, the soft rain for the fruit, everything. Or pila, the light rain, afilu lefartzido, ditvasi kala, the seed, which is covered by the earth, mahanyalay, it's good for it. In other words, my urpilia, urupili, the cracks. All right, so the bottom line is that the rain goes in there, grabs the seed pops out. Even a slow drip, even a little bit of rain is good for the seeds. Vamarava, haitsuver mirabonon. Tsuver mirabonon, Rashi explains, it's a lashon of a young Talmud Chacham, a young student. Dami the partzida the tusikala, like a seed underneath the ground. The kibin the novat. Once his name comes out, once he's going, he goes and he steigs away, he breaks out. Vomarava haitsuver mirabonon deratach. If you see a Talmud Chacham that has a kas, you should know it's not him, it's not his bad midos. It's the Torah causes one to be upset. Rashi says it gives you roichav lev. It opens your heart. It's like similar, people say, you know, Israelis are rude and Americans are you know, polite or whatever. But when you look at it, you see, if you look stark, there's some truth to it. But at the end of the day, I grew up in New York. A number of times I've been on a train, on Ocean Parkway once, I saw a guy literally drop. Just drop, unconscious. And people were playing chess there. People walked around him, next to him. Nobody called, nothing. You just keep on going. Life continues. On the subway, you see it all the time. Somebody gets mugged. Nobody cares. And I just saw you don't have that. People care. Because they care, because they have the roichav lev, they're very emotional. So that it also comes out in an emotional way. They scream at you, they're rude to you, they tell you, what are you doing? You should do it like this. They don't mind their, okay. It's different. It's a roichav lev. There used to be, I'm not going to say any names, there used to be a very famous gadol in Eretz Yisrael who had like a kas issue. I never understood it. You go to him, you'd yell and this and that. Here the Gemara explains, the Komar Techalei, the Ben Yoyada says, if a Talmud Chacham lives that long, kas takes away your years. Obviously, you see it's a riot, it comes from Torah. Shenemar, haloi choy dvari ko'esh num Hashem. Like fire. Vomer Avashi called Talmud Chacham she'ene koshe kebarzel, ene Talmud Chacham. If a Talmud Chacham is not as solid, as strong, as metal, ene Talmud Chacham. Shenemar uchepatish yefoitzit sala. So I saw a beautiful word, I forgot who says it. He says that just like metal, tough material, but you give it a little fire, you put it in the fire, what happens? It becomes a liquid. You could bend it, you can do whatever you want. So to a Talmud Chacham, he has to be like a metal. He gives himself Torah, the fire of Torah, like we just said, k'esh nu, k'oy dvari k'esh. My words are like fire. So you put it in fire, then it molds his midas. Then everybody has his midas that he deals with. Some have kas, some have this, some have that, whatever they have. But the fire of Torah molds you. You should be like a barzel that should be able to mold you. Through Torah, you get better meat, this Rabbi Yisai. Kol tam tchochem she'ein kashuk ke'barzel, ein oitam tchochem, she'ein mekhach pate, she'fayt z'salah. Omer le'er Rabbi le'er Ravashi, atun, mazim asnisala, you learn from u'chipate, she'fayt z'salah. Anan, we, ma'acham asnilala, we learn from here. Chsiv, eretz, asher avonah, varzel. Land which the stones are metal. Al tikra avonel, ela boinel. We say this in our stroll every day, or if you nusach svar every day. Adjuga bonoyach, ela boinoyach. Same thing, basically. It's a different word, but we're trying to get to the same place. Boinel, the builders. Who are the builders? Let's see Rashi for a second. Like 15 lines from the top. Boinel, talmidei chachamim mekaimei oilam bevinyanayu. The talmidei chachamim, they keep the world moving and going with their buildings, with their Torah that they learn. They keep the world alive. We saw that you said yesterday. Chaim Volozhin says, they all said, 1 minute of a world without Torah, it will be destroyed. Omer Avinu, afilu hachi, mibayle leinish lemelav nafshei b'nichus. Nevertheless, you can't come with the excuse and say, oh, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I could get all upset. You have to be b'nichusa, you have to have a nice attitude. You see, like in yeshiva a lot, and when people are fighting and learning, it gets very, very heated. Thank you, heated. But you have to remember a few things. First of all, you're moidala emes, and it's never personal. It's heated. But, huh? That is the goal. Besides the time, I chavrusa threw my yarmulke out of the window, but that's a different story.
That was just the principle.
Yeah. I said the story, and then guys went over to him and said, is it true? He says, it's not mamish true. He didn't really, you know, the whole, he called me up immediately. And it's true, 100% true, in the front of the mirror. And I was the only, we were the very few people face everybody. We were the guys facing. Right out the window. Yeah. It wasn't my yarmulke, it was my strimal, whatever. It was a maizah shaya. I feel like I deserved it. No, I lied to him. I pretended that my kasha was from a sefer, and he accepted the kasha finally. And then I told him it's not a sefer. He got really upset. That's what you do. Somebody lies. You have to try to remove that kas from your heart. All right, Omar Reb Shmuel Ben Achmeni Omar Reb Yonasan. I'm telling you, this mesechta is full of agadata. Sprinkled a sugi here or there, but a ton of agadata. Omer Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Shloisha Shalu, Shaloika Hagen. There are three in history that didn't ask properly. What they asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't the proper way. Lishnayim Heshivu Kohagen, two HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered beautifully. Le'echad Heshivu Shaloika Hagen, and one wasn't answered as he hoped to. Beiluay, Eliezer Eved Avram. The famous Eliezer Avraham, he asked for a wife for Yitzchak. He was answered. We'll see in a second. Vishol ben Kish. Shol ben Kish, King Shol, Meshichmei v'mala. One of the greatest human beings that ever lived. The Yiftach HaGiladi, and Yiftach, who we said, the other Masechta, Yiftach b'doyrek, Yishmol b'doyrek, Yiftach was a gadol. Eliezer, Eved Avram, Dechsiv, Oy Anara, Asher Oymar Ileo, Atino Chadeich, V'goymer. He made a sign with Hashem. Whoever that girl is, and she's going to pour the Gemalim, Yochal Afilu Chigeres. Now, he doesn't say anything about what she's going to look like, what she's going to be. Maybe she's lame. Maybe she has a fake foot or something. Afilu Suma. Maybe she has a glass eye. And these are things that Eliezer wouldn't be able to differentiate. She walks, like you have these guys in the Olympics. They run quicker than people with legs. You know, you can have a fake. But maybe that's not what Yitzchak wanted. Blind. Can't really tell. Had he been able to tell, say, no, not this one. But maybe he won't be able to tell, says Rashi. Hashiva Kahagan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'm going to give you what you wish for, even though you didn't ask properly. So he got Rivka. Shaul ben Kish, Dechsiv, Hoyo, Isha, Sheyakenu. Now, Shaul had a problem. He had Goliath, big giant bully. So he says, whoever is going to kill Goliath, Yashrena HaMelech, Oishri Gadol, give him a lot of wealth. Vezbito Yitinlai. Give me my daughter. Yachal afilu evet. What if a giant slave comes along and kills Goliath? Afilu mamzer. He didn't specify. He didn't say, well, you have to have a good yichus. No, garnished. The one who kills Goliath gets my daughter. Heshiva yikahoygim in zdamin like David. Doesn't get any better. He got David HaMelech. Yiftach hagiladi. When he went to do war with the Amoin, the first one that comes out of the house, I'm giving a carbon to Hashem. What if a chazer, P-I-G, comes out of the door? What if a dog comes out of the door, says Rashi? Those two? Dover Tomei. He didn't think it through. He just said it. Punished him. First one coming out of the door was his daughter. Machloik is whether she actually didn't survive or she couldn't get married, but there was a punishment there. His shvua went, actually was in the sky. In other words, Hashem didn't answer him the way he hoped to be answered. V'hainu dekamer lu navi li Yisrael, hatzari em begilad, imroifei, ain't sham. The bells of chassid in, well, I'll tell you the pshat first. Roifei, ain't sham. What? You don't have Pinchas? So we should see Tysus over here. Tysus says like this, it's an amazing thing. Yiftach could have gotten out of the whole problem. All he had to do is go to Pinchas, the Navi, and Pinchas would be matir his nether. Say, oh, you didn't mean it, the daughter, the whole thing. But he didn't. Why? Says Tysus, Badam Tysus. Kaloi mar lahat in Israel li Yiftach. V'ha avi Pinchas. This is Pinchas. You know why I didn't go? His daughter's life is on the line. You know why? Gasus ruchoy, gaiva. I'm not going to go to him. Shani shoifet. You know who I am? I'm the judge of Klai Yisrael. V'nagid. I support Klai Yisrael. Ella yova yetzli. It's unreal, unreal. With a little gaiva. I'm not going to go to him. But your daughter's life is on. No, he should come to me. Oh, Pinchas Omar, Lacy Gaboy, and Pinchas also had a problem. Let him come to me. I know Navi. You know who I am. I'm a Navi. I have ways to get out of this nether. She get married and everything will be fine. They both got punished. His limbs simply fell off his body. In different cities he was buried. Okay? Unbelievable. Sometimes when it comes to somebody else, to do good to somebody else, you have to take a back step. You have to a little humility sometimes. It's hard, but you have to take one for the team, for somebody else's life. No, he should come to me. Fine. He says the Belz of Chassid said he came up with this on his own. Hatzari Begilad Roifei is Rosh Tevis Yiftach and Pinchas. That's what he says. Okay. He gave me the whole cheshbon. Anyway, Zog the Gemara. Now, the pasuk says here. Let me just show you this pasuk, so we have a little bit of background here. Ubanu as bamis habal lisroif as b'neim. Hashem says, look what they're doing. They want to burn, they want to put their children on the Mizbeach and kill them. Be'esh oylai is labal. Asher. V'loi dibar. I don't know if it's the vav there. What does it say here? V'loi? Yeah, v'loi dibarti. Loi tzivisi v'loi also alibi. Three things. V'loi, Hashem says, I never said to do such a thing. Loi tzivisi, I never commanded it. V'loi also alibi. Hashem says, I never ever intended it. Now, what's the first kasha that comes to mind? Hashem never intended it. What about Avram Avinu and Yitzchak by that kedah? So Gemara says, Asher lo yitzivisi ze benoi shel Mesha melech moyav. Mesha did it l'shem shemayim. He killed his own son. Asher lo yitzivisi. I did not want that. I didn't command. I'll never say such. I'll never tell a human being to sacrifice his kid for me. Shenema v'yigach z'benoi abchar shim luch tachta v'yalei oylo. V'lidibarti ze yiftach. I never spoke. Interesting, it's a lotion of Dibur, like Yiftach spoke, he misspoke. V'lo also alibi, you should know, ze Yitzchak ben Avram I never intended for Yitzchak to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. It was just an assayin. I wanted to test him, but I never meant it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't sacrifice children. Yiftach shouldn't have said such a thing. Now, the question is, why did Hashem not answer Yiftach? Hashem answered Eliezer. Hashem answered Shaul. Maybe, I'm just saying this, throwing this out there, I might be completely off. It seems like Shaul had a problem on his hands. So the way he have Goliath, destroying Klal Yisrael. So he says, listen, Hashem, I'm doing my ishtavlus, this is what I want. Same thing with Eliezer. He had to do ishtavlus, he had a problem on his hand, he had to do ishtavlus. But Yiftach was more like a test. That's why I don't know. It could be I'm completely wrong.
He could have gone to Pinchas and that's it. He answered him. Here's an answer.
No. But I'm saying before. There's a prowl. Now, what happened afterwards? That's something else. In terms of the prowl, there was a test. He's testing Hashem. So, Hashem, I want to see if you're there. You don't do that. That you don't do. If there's a problem and you need it, fine. But he was testing Hashem. Yeah. One mahalach. It's the other mahalach. Okay. Omar. By the way, Tosis points out here, it's an interesting Tosis, just for the point in the Tosis, top of Tosis, Shloisha Shalal Shalai Koigan. So Tosis asks, how come there's a fourth one? Kol B'Yifuna by Kiryat Sefer. He said, I'll give my daughter. So he says, look at the end of Tosis, I just thought it's very interesting. Vishmi Farshim, Delkach Nikris Achsa. He had a daughter by the name of Achsa. Anybody that sees this daughter gets upset at his wife. Why? Unbelievable. Everybody's jealous of her tznius. Azizak Tais is just pointing it out. People got jealous in those days of other wives' tznius.
You get jealous of
right. Because they're jealous of. Yeah, it's
attention to it. It's right. That's the opposite of what Tznius is supposed to do.
No, but it's for. No, it comes to Torah, you're supposed to be jealous of Torah, you're supposed to be jealous of Tznius.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Zok the Gemara. And the Tais is just saying that he knew because she's such a tznur, that she's not going to fall in bad hands. He's doing it for Torah, a combination. Rashi also asked the question, fine. Omer Reb Brechio, Af Knesset Yisrael, Shaila Shalai Kohagen. Knesset Yisrael also asked, not properly. V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kohagen, and Akadosh Baruch Hu answered Knesset Yisrael properly. Shenemar, V'Neido Nidrefa L'Dasis Hashem. Knesset Yisrael eventually is going to do tshuva. And, Kashach Enochem Moitzoi, V'Yavoi Chageshim Lanu. Asking that Hashem should be like the rain. Plentiful like the rain, a bracha like the rain. My daughter. Sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, you don't want rain at all. In the summer, rain is no good. But you just threw it out there. You didn't say it properly. You should have been more exact. You should have said, Akash Baruch be like the rain in the winter. You didn't say, you just said like the rain. So you know what? I'm gonna go above and beyond. I'll give you something that applies all year round. Shenemar, Eyei Chatal Yisrael. One of David HaMelech's wives was this, Avital. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm the father, Biti, my daughter, I'm going to make you Tal. So that's the Lashon. Avital. I'm the father of Tal. People actually have this name here in Israel, Avital. Another thing that Israel asked. Put me like a seal on your heart, right over here. Over here. You're asking me to put a seal. Sometimes you could see the seal if you don't have a shirt on, sometimes not. I'm going to give you something that you can see forever. Hein al kapayim chakoisich. I'm going to put you on the palm of your hand. Okay. Now we go back to the sugya. Ein shoyalim sakshama. Savru says the Gemara, She'ela v'askar chadom ilsei. So we have two things. We have mashiv ruach u'morid ha'geshem. Mashiv ruach is a lashon of praise. We're thanking Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us the rain. We're not asking for rain. We're saying thank you for the rain. Mashiv ruach u'morid ha'geshem. V'sein ta'alumot levracha, that's a bakasha. That's, I'm asking in Baruch Aleinu, when I ask for parnasa, I'm asking, give me the most essential thing that we know of, give us water. I need it for my field. I need it for everything that I exist on in those days. Today we have no clue. Fields, there we get not, no produce here, we get it from China, I don't know where. But in those days, you needed water, it was it. So the Gemara understood that it's one thing, Mashiv Ruach, Saint Tal, we're talking about one thing. Sheil of Askar Chodom Yosef. Mantana. Omar Rove Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua. The Omar Mishas HaNechasa. The Rabbi Yeshua. Two Rabbi Yeshuas. The Rabbi Yeshua. Of when do you start saying Mashiv Ruach? Say it from after the point that you put down your lulav. Put down your lulav the seventh day of Sukkot at night. From that point on. Where's Rabbi Eliezer? All the way over here, the first day of Sukkot. Sheila lechod, vaskar lechod. You're talking about right over here, Mashiv Ruach. I'm talking about the Saint Talamot Levracha. It's different. Maybe he also agrees that it's at the end. Vigida Amri, Lema, so it's the same thing. Same exact thing, just a different name. Lema Rabbi Yeshua, Dom Mishas HaNechasa, perhaps it's only Rabbi Yeshua that says, he says the last day, Omar Rav, Afidu Temer, Rabbi Eliezer, Shei Luchud, Vaskar Luchud, they're different. This is Rav and Arabaya, sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of Avigail Gittel Bas Pesach V'Chava Rivka, and sponsored anonymously is Chos V'Shal Tamar Chayo V'Tzara Tahavir V'Ushlem V'Karoiv. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Ha'oiver L'Fnei Ateva, and he goes on to say, in our mission, the first mission of the Masech, you say Mashiv Ruach U'Morid HaGeshem all the way from whenever you say it, from look at the mission over here. From Musaf all the way on Shmini Atzeres, and goes all the way beyond the Rishon Shel Pesach till the first day of Pesach till Musaf. In other words, Shachar's guy says it. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, this is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda says from Shmini Atzeres, Musaf all the way through till Pesach. When Pesach? First day of Pesach. Says the Gemara, Briminu. And Moshe Shoyalim Sekshom. So here's what we have over here. Rabbi Yehuda says that you start saying, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Daf Beis I put over here, because there's two Mishnahs. Yav Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, he says, first day of Pesach. Here you go, right over here, first day of Pesach. Ask the Gemara, but the Mishnah we're going to learn tomorrow, Daf Hei, says that Rabbi Yehuda says that we start saying it over here. Over here, right after Pesach. And then we have another Mando Amar, Reb Meir, who says, all the way at the end of Nisan, the last day of Nisan. So let's see inside. Ad Mosei Shoyalin Esak Shomim. Until when do you say the same Talomot Levracha? Shoyalin. Reb Yehuda Omer, Achi Avra Pesach. Same Tal goes all the way to here. Sorry, over here. That's the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says over here, all the way at the end of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ashiyaver Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ashiyaver Nisan, and the end of Nisan. Omer Rav Chizkiya kasha. Can lishol, can ask. You're talking about two different things. Over here is to mention, is to ask. So it goes all the way at the end of Pesach. Talking about mentioning Mashiv Ruach. There's two things. The same time Amatul of Ruach is the end of Pesach. Mashiv Ruach is the beginning of Pesach. Says the Gemara, Mishal Shoyal Va'azel, last year in the region Pasuk. It doesn't make any sense. Why would you stop saying Mashiv Aruach, which is just a bracha, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're just saying thank you for the rain, but you're continuing to ask for rain. Doesn't make any sense. You want to do the reverse? I understand. You want to thank Hashem, thanks for all the rain, thank you for the rain, thank you. You, like we said the other day, you could say Mashiv Aruach every day of the year if you want to, according to one mandama. You're not asking for it. You're not saying pour rain on me in the sukkah. Just saying thank you for the rain. So how's it, says the Gemara, that you're going to stop saying thank you, but you're going to continue asking for it? Something doesn't jive. Omar Ula, Hodrav Chizda, Kashio, Kechoymez L'Shinayim, V'Cha'oshan L'Yinayim. It's like vinegar to the teeth, like putting, they do these experiments, take the teeth, soak your teeth in Coke for a little bit, you know? Some people say in 24 hours, whatever it is, a few days, turns into nothing. Going to a smoke-filled room, no good. In other words, saying a bad pshat in the Gemara is really painful. It's like, it's the worst. It's like knocking out your teeth, blinding yourself. Shmini Atzeres is Yontif. So you don't say the same Talmud of Avroch on Yontif. You don't say Baruch Aleinu on Yontif. What's the most you could say? Mashiv Aruach. So you have a day called Shmini Atzeres. They say Mashiv Aruach, but you don't say the same Tal. B'magim Shoyel in Adishim Masir. So on a day that you could say the same Talmud of Avroch, certainly should say thank you Hashem for the rain. Mashiv Aruach Meregoshim. Elo Amulo Treitanoi Alib the Riyuda. So we have to remember this Ula. We're going to mention another two times in one line. Trey Tanoi Alib the Riyuda. You see the red and you see the blue? They're both Rabbi Yehuda. But we have such a bomb kasha, we have to say it's two students that said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Each one said a different thing. This one said, oh, you say the same time until the beginning, until Shmini Atzeres, till Pesach. And he says, until the end of Pesach. Okay. Two Talmidim, they heard different things. Rav Yosef Omar says, no, I don't like that. That's too much of a tchak. Mayat Shiyavar HaPesach. I have another, maybe you want to make a tchak, I'll make a better tchak and we'll fit it all into Rav Yehuda. Not Shiyavar HaPesach until Pesach is over, all the way to this blue arrow. No, we're all referring to the red arrow, all the way in the beginning. Shiyavar Shliach Tzibur Rishon HaYoyer beyond the Rishon HaPesach. It's talking about Shiyavar. Yavar is a lashon that we use that the chazan moves away, he steps aside, he's finished. He's finished his job. Hachiyavar means until the Shliach Tzibur finishes his job. When? On the first day of Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda said, it's the first day of Pesach, that's when you stop. There's no saying Talmud of Rocha at all on Yontif. What do you mean? Stopping then. Omalei in Shoyel Meturgamon. There is the same Talmud on Pesach itself, the same Tal. You know how? The guy that translates the shir, the Rav gets up and he gives the shir in, let's say, Lashon Kodesh, and this translator repeats it in Aramaic, and he, in the middle, he goes, the same Tal, the Matal of Racha. Nothing to do with Shmoneh Esrei. He gives a bracha. As the Gemara makes no sense. V'chi meturgimon shel davar she'nitzarech letzibur. We don't want it to rain anymore. It's not available. So what is he saying it for? Elo machvarto kidula. Three words again, going back. The red and the blue, two different talmidim. That's the best we can come up with. Rabbi Omar, let's try again. Mayat sheyavar ha-pesach, at sheyavar zman shechitas ha-pesach. I have a great pshat. Throughout Masechtas Pesachim, the word Pesach means the carbon Pesach. Doesn't necessarily mean the yontif of Pesach. So I'm saying, when the Korban Pesach, Shalom Aleichem, when the Korban Pesach is done, when the 14th of Nisan, that's when you bring the Korban, that's when you stop saying V'sein Talamot Adrach. In other words, from Mincha on, you're not saying V'sein Talamot Adrach anymore. Makes a lot of sense. Now you're talking about a weekday, which you could say Baruch Aleinu, and I'm not going to say V'sein Talamot Adrach. U'chizchilosai, kein soifai. What does it mean? Matchilosai. Just like, when do you start saying V'sein Tal? Shmini Atzeres, Matchilosai, Maskir Avabi Sheni Shoyel. Shmini Atzeres, you can't even say the same Talmud of Levrach because it's a Yontev and there's no Baruch Aleinu. But what are you saying? You're saying Mashav Aruach and not the same Tal. Afsaifai. So when do you finish? You go a half a year straight. You go from Pesach, from Shmini Atzeres, sorry, from Sukkot, all the way to Pesach. So the end of Afsaifai, Pesach, Maskir, you say, Mashiv Aruach Umayir Agyashem, Av Mishayin Shoyal. It makes a lot of sense that you're gonna say Mashiv Ruach, thank Hashem for the rain, together with asking for the rain. We don't want rain anymore. So it makes no sense as a bayah. How can you say, if you don't want rain, why are you mentioning it at all? Again, for the third time. Then the Gemara pushes off Rabba, Rav Yosef, all the tries. You must say, says the Gemara at the end of the day, we have two Rav Yudas, we're going to learn them tomorrow in Beis Hashem in the Mishnah. Machlaikas, what Rav Yudas said? We don't know what Rav Yudas said. Either he said the beginning of Pesach or the end of Pesach. Om Rabbasim Rav Yechanon, Halachik Rav Yehuda. Now what? Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Right over here. Om Rezeel Rabbasim, Umi Om Rav Yechanon. The Rabbi Yochanan really say that Allah is a Rabbi Yehuda. What now? B'shloisha b'mar cheshven shoylem isek shomim. Oh. So we have two calendars here. Well, 2 months. We have Nisan, I'm sorry, Tishrei and Cheshven. We're saying that you start Mashiv Ruach over here by Simchas Torah. Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, it's one day. Says the Gemara, but we're going to learn that it's over here. It's after everything is over, the following month. Right here in Cheshvan. Either the third day of Cheshvan or the seventh day of Cheshvan. Now, what's the Kashmir Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says it's over here, up here, at the end of Sukkot, not the following month. The question is very strong. But now, you know when you start saying Mashiv Ruach over here? I'm sorry, over here. Zayin Cheshvan. Now, who's Rav Gamliel? So, if you remember, we had in Shkolim, there was a problem with Rav Eliezer over there. And the Rabbi Yochanan was very upset with him. He says, I don't understand. I told you this halacha. Why don't you mention my name? So in order to calm him down and make him feel better, Rabbi Yochanan, they told Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? Everybody knows. When Rabbi Yochanan says something, he only says what you say. He's your Talmud. Everything he says is you. So Mela, L'chaira, if Rabbi Lazar over here says, what's the lashon here? Omer Rabbi Lazar, halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lazar upaskin is like Rabbi Gamliel. L'chayre, he's saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so how could Rabbi Yochanan be saying it up here when it's down here? It's green, not red. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Gavra, Gavra, Karamas. Now, first of all, you have to understand that we're saying it over here. The Gemara understands to start out with that Mashiv Ruach and Masein Tal are one and the same. And we're assuming for a second that perhaps Rabbi Gamliel is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. He's saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, no, first of all, it's possible Rabbi Gamliel is saying his own thing. He's not saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Don't ask me a contradiction. You didn't hear specifically. He didn't say Omer Blazer, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. He said his own thing. Halachas like Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan said that scar is over here, and Rabbi Gamliel says it down here. No contradiction. However, the Gemara says Omer Rabbi Yochanan, b'makom sheshayel maskir. They're one and the same. When you start saying the same talam mater and you say Mashiv Ruach and the same talam the same day. Says Gemara, no. Ahu lav saki itmar. It's two different things. When you're stopping. You stop over here. This is stopping and starting. It's two different things, says the Gemara. You're mixing them up. Ahu lav saki itmar. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan hitchil lahaskir matchil lishoy. Pasim lishoy pasim lahaskir. The Gemara says it's not two different things. When you start saying the same tal, you say Mashiv Ruach. When you stop saying Mashiv Ruach, stop saying the same tal. They're both, it's all the same. Eloi Kasha. Halan ha luhu. This Cheshvan business is lan. Us. Bavli is in Bavel. We in Bavel, we need more time. Our crop is in the field, we don't want rain all the way through Cheshvan, into Cheshvan. Because if it rains on our tefuah in the field, it's not going to be good for us. Hello, but in Eretz Yisrael, they can start saying Mashav Ruach a lot earlier. Saying Tal a lot earlier. Now, what are you saying? That in Bavel, they have all the wheat out in the field. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's another problem. You don't want it to rain on all the visitors that came up to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara good kasha, but we're talking about a different period of time. There was no Beis HaMikdash, no Eile Regal, nobody to worry about. Hashdas is lachi. Then now you don't have to differentiate between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Now you could say an afkemino within Eretz Yisrael itself. When there's Euler Regalim, then we push off the rain until Cheshvin. When there's no Euler Regalim, we don't push off. Okay, we can stop over here. The Golem is getting up. My brother's getting up. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.